أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم. In this discussion which we are having, in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala addresses the Bani Israel and particularly the Christians, but even the Jews also, all the wrong beliefs they had. The Jews, that they had not regarded Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as the Rasul of Allah, and they had slandered his mother also very terribly, and the Christians who took Isa alayhi salam and made him on the pedestal of being Allah Ta'ala, or that Allah has come in him, or that he's part of Allah Ta'ala. There are various groups of the Christians who have got various beliefs. So with all that Allah Ta'ala discussed, and there are great lessons for us also to learn in there, that we also do not go to the extremes, that the man of Allah, that we regard them as the man of Allah and give them the respect and honor which they deserve, which Allah Ta'ala has given them. And on the other hand, don't take them to that level that they are above Sharia, for example, or that we show them respect and honor like that which we show to Allah Ta'ala. All that also we should stay away from. After all that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says then, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِ. So, مَعَنُوا أَلَّهُ وَرُسْكِ رَسُولُهُ. So, O Bani Israel particularly, and this address, and this has come in the Quran Sharif, so it refers to us also, believe in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and all the Rasuls, all the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, believe in them. We do believe, but what is the meaning? That believe correctly. The Christians also say we believe. The Jews also say we believe, but their beliefs are not correct. So yeah, we also should see that our beliefs are also correct with regard to Allah Ta'ala, the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, the existence of Allah, the Qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala. And we should believe in all the Rasuls of Allah Ta'ala. And in that comes in also all the Warathatul Anbiya, those people who are the inheritors of the Anbiya. And the inheritors are not inheritors of wealth and money, but the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So our belief should be correct with them also. We should not underestimate them. We should not show respect to them which are not correct. And we shouldn't overdo things also. And our iman must be correct in all these matters. Just like it comes in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. O you who believe, believe. That is, you do believe, you do claim that you have got iman, which is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, but now make effort that the correct iman comes within a person. And especially in our times now, with regard to iman and with regard to the life of the akhirah, generally people at large, non-Muslims, all 100%, that they gave preference to dunya. But unfortunately, we as Muslims also, and today throughout the world, whichever country it can be, the Muslims also, under the governments of the non-Muslims, under the people of the non-Muslims, we also are giving preference to dunya over akhirat. We should think in all our matters, whether it be our health, whether it be our leisure, whether it be the sports and entertainment, whether it be our holidays and free time, whether it is our lifestyle, etc. We are giving preference to dunya, and akhirat should be what should be given preference to. How much dua do we make of akhirat, and how much of the reality of the life of the qabr is within our lives, that we worry that what will happen to us in the qabr, where we will be all alone only with our amal, good or bad, and that will be till the day of Qiyamah. What will be our condition there? On the day of Qiyamah, which is the day which Allah Ta'ala says, كان مقداره 50,000 سنة 50,000 سنة 50,000 years long will be the day of Qiyamah. What will be our condition there? Do we think about that? So that is what we should be worried about, giving preference. So فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, correct our iman in all these matters. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثًا, اور نہ کہو کہ خدائیں تین ہے. And do not say that the gods are three, which are the Christians and the cornerstone of the belief of Christianity, Trinity, that they believe in Allah Ta'ala also, they believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also as God, part of God or son of God, all the different beliefs, and either Maryam alayhi salam or Ruh al Qudus also they believe as part of God. So do not have any wrong beliefs. Today we also must be very, very careful. Like for example, the Shias would also say that they are believers, but are the beliefs correct? The Qadianis will also say that we are believers, but are the beliefs correct? So we also must make sure that our beliefs are correct. And in theory also, and in practice also, that we have the correct beliefs in Allah Ta'ala, and our iman is intact. So that also we should see. And then as a great advice, Allah Ta'ala ends this part of the advice, in tahu khairul lakum, is baat ko chhod do, behtar hoga tumhare waaste. Give up all these wrong things of yours, give up the love of this dunya, and giving preference to dunya, all that will be better for you. Think of the akhirah, the eternal life of the akhirah, that will be better for you. So what beautiful advice, and we can see how much love Allah Ta'ala has got for us. And these beautiful ayat which are in the Quran Sharif, which we read regularly as we make tilawat of Quran Sharif, we read this, we should heed these advices, and we should make our lives accordingly, make our iman strong. And for that we have to just beg of Allah Ta'ala, because iman is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala, and we have to beg for this gift from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness and have the correct beliefs, and not fall in the same mistakes as the Ahle Kitab, the Jews and the Christians. They had made mistakes. Let us not make those mistakes. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.